Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Jay Chicani, who is the Senior Program Manager with APR Consulting. Jay, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Jay, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. So again, I am the Senior Program Manager for APR Consulting. We are a staffing organization. We have a staffing contract at JPL. I've been working with APR for about 2 years now, and this is my 30th year working with JPL. I've been in a similar position for nearly 30 years now. So just to talk about my, I guess, best practices, which has helped me succeed, helped my organization succeed. The first thing that I definitely advise is to plan ahead. Planning ahead helps a lot. There are times when you have to be reactionary, but as much as possible, plan ahead. Try to think what's going to happen 3 months, 6 months down the road, maybe a year, 2 years down the road. In our business at JPL, especially in government contracting, there's a lot of planning that you have to do. Contracts are opportunities come out, you know, maybe 2 years ahead of time that you have to start looking at stuff that's coming out down the road. So that's why you have to plan ahead. And then part of that, again, is to get organized. Mm-hmm. You have to have really good organizational skills. Make sure you have planners for the day or for the week or the month. Also, in addition to that, you know, surround yourself by good people, because no man is an island. You have to have good people to help you. So hire good people, people that you, I guess, not necessarily like yourself, but a little bit like yourself, with the similar values and practices, but also to complement yourself, you know, to supplement your things that maybe you may not be as good at, but, you know, certain skill sets that no one can know everything. So I think as long as you have people that are work with you on your team that can complement your skills and supplement your skills. So those are definitely something that I would advise. Also, diversify. Mm. One thing that I have learned is that, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Now, in my situation, I have a contract with the JPL to provide staffing services to them. But as a company, we are quite diversified. We have work with other government agencies, aerospace companies, and commercial organizations. So as a company, we are diversified. We also actually have a medical services division. So again, you know, we're in multiple industries. So just for a company to be successful, diversification is really important, because you never know what can happen. You know, the budgets may not be there. Mm. The economy may take a downturn, and suddenly you're scrambling to figure out what to do next. And again, as I said, you know, you have to plan ahead, and lead time may be 2 years. So it may take you 2 years to get back up to where you were before all the downfall happened. So again, it's a good idea to diversify. But the one thing that has really, really helped me is treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the most important thing that has served me throughout my mm-hmm. career. You know, if I would not want to do to my customers, to my employees, and to my colleagues what I wouldn't want done to myself. Mm-hmm. So if you treat people with respect, mm-hmm. treat people with the courtesy that they deserve. So that's the one really, really important thing that has worked for me. I try to go out of my way to help people. I've realized, gosh, a long time ago, that my purpose in life is to help people. Mm. So that has kind of colored all my actions since then. So, you know, I have always gone out of my way to help people, be it the customer, be it the employees, be it my colleagues in my company, my bosses, other people in the company. It doesn't hurt to help people. And I'm not saying that you do it for a selfish reason. It's just do it for the reason that you want to help people. Nothing else. No expectations. So definitely that's something that keeps that I have kept in my mind and has worked for me over the years. And just, I guess, to summarize, I just one thing I want to say is diversify, plan ahead, surround yourself with good people, and do unto others what you want done to yourself.
I love that, Jay. It's so great to catch up with you again. I love the clarity of those. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities that we have coming up throughout the course of the year, many which are free to subscribers. Jay, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Jay,
thank you so much, Paul.
It's so good to see you again, my friend. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.